Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, our Super Tuesday weather will be a little bit better down in this end of the state, but rough weather overnight, deadly tornadoes in Nashville. More on that coming up in just a second, and more from Dr. Bill's forecast right after we check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we do have a new accident. I-10 eastbound, just east of McDonald Road. Cody in Sellers Lane, that's an accident with injuries, and officers are on the scene as we've still got some pretty thick fog across the Bayway in each direction. The Renaissance Hotel and the Battle House Hotel and Spa are hosting a joint job fair this Saturday from 9 to 2 for 40 jobs. Applications have to be completed online before attending the job fair. Go to RenaissanceMobileJobs.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast will stay cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, fog with showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
And on this day that Governor Ivey has called for flags to be flown at half-staff in memoriam of the 23 dead in tornadoes last year here in Alabama, another deadly tornado outbreak this year, this one in Nashville. Chad Myers from Westwood One with more.
There were warnings. This was not an unconfirmed tornado coming out of nowhere. This was on the ground a very long time. From west of Nashville over Germantown, kind of followed the river through Five Points and then along I-40. This was a big tornado, F3 or 4 maybe, for at least for a time.
And we're hearing now fatality numbers have increased through the morning.
Yeah, according to the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency, at least 9 people have been killed. There's 4 in Putnam County, 2 in Nashville, 2 in Wilson County, Tennessee, wow, and 1 in Benton County. And they said that at least 5 twisters were reported in 3 states, Tennessee, Missouri, and Kentucky. And they said that East Nashville and the suburb of Mount Juliet were hit particularly hard. And Mount Juliet, where I actually spent my early childhood years, still have family there, and in Nashville as well. And just seeing images from downtown Nashville this morning, there's a lot of destruction. It looks really like there's been a whole lot of damage.
40 buildings affected here at different levels of roof off to almost demolished.
Yeah, and they're saying gas lines are leaking. There's power lines on the ground. And just about the worst case scenario for a tornado to hit one city in particular. And you're right, they said at least 40 buildings were torn to the ground. And if you look at some images, there's really historic old churches and other buildings that now have massive holes in them or have been torn in half. They said the Five Points neighborhood of Nashville was hit particularly hard, and I saw one report that said it was basically that neighborhood is half destructed.
Wow.
Half the neighborhood was torn apart. So wow. Right now, the latest numbers, they say at least 9 dead. And that's not just in Nashville, but that's across Middle Tennessee.
All right. We'll talk more about this throughout the morning as more information comes in. Also talk about it with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, who says the rain for us more overnight tonight into tomorrow and Thursday. This is one of the things I talked about yesterday. Does this affect turnout? And while the weather is not as bad down here, they're already getting big rain showers in central and northern Alabama. Will that affect turnout? And what does that mean for the stakes of somebody in the Senate primary or the AL2 primary up there? We'll talk about that coming up. Shouldn't affect us as we go to the polls 10 minutes ago. Polls open 7 to 7 today. Of course, you've got a lot to vote on here from the president on down, with the big races here being federal Senate and AL1. Mm-hmm. Also, Amendment 1 on the ballot. We'll talk more about that coming up. And if you want to check out a sample ballot, you can do that by going to the front page of FMTalk1065.com and click on the Election 2020 tab. And it's got all kind of good stuff for you.
Yeah, you can still listen to some of the interviews that Sean held with these candidates, and also the debates for both the Republican and Democratic side of the AL1 primary races. And also, by the way, text us, 251-343-0106. One of our favorite parts of election days are seeing how crowded your polling place is. So let us know where you poll and mm-hmm. what the traffic is looking like compared to times in the past that you voted.
Yeah, we do this compare apples to apples, right? You vote the same place, most of us, unless you've moved, which, by the way, looking for your polling place, if you've moved, you go to alabamavotes.gov, that information online there. But yeah, like, you know, we've done this for a decade around here. You voted last time. It's same. Most of us kind of vote at the same time of day. It was more crowded, less crowded, the same as last year. You can always drop us a text and say, yeah, where's your polling location? How was that crowd on it? And we'll be reading those throughout the morning and on air. Speaking of being Super Tuesday, of course, 14 states are heading to the polls today, and we're going to be covering Alabama's story and the nation's story starting at 7 tonight. So we'll talk about it during the morning show, Midday Mobile today, and then coming up, special programming and Super Tuesday coverage brought to you by the Craig Smith Agency. That starts at 7 this evening right here live on FM Talk 106.5. Another story, of course, that dominates most of the news cycle these days is coronavirus, and more on that from Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
Over the weekend, officials confirmed two deaths in the U.S. as a result of the coronavirus, both people living in Washington State. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, says officials are investigating both cases.
Who spread to whom, we do not know yet.
President Trump over the weekend announced further restrictions on travel from Iran and advised U.S. citizens not to travel to specific regions in Italy and South Korea due to concerns about the coronavirus. And in a tweet on Sunday, the president wrote, in addition to screening travelers prior to boarding from certain areas designated high-risk countries or areas within those countries, they will also be screened when they arrive in America. Vice President Mike Pence says the travel restrictions imposed by the president early in the crisis have made a big difference.
If President Trump had not made the decision to suspend all travel from China into the United States and establish a quarantine effort for people returning to the United States, we'd be in a very different place.
The vice president appeared on NBC's Meet the Press, where he also addressed the rough week for the stock market in the context of the coronavirus.
This economy will, and particularly the stock market that saw some downturns this week, it'll come back, but our focus is going to remain on the health and well-being of the American people.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Congress is moving quickly to provide funding to help with treatment, prevention, and protection from the coronavirus.
I asked for $8.5 billion, $1.5 billion to the CDC to continue rapid response, $3 billion to public health and social service emergency funds, $2 billion to reimburse state and localities, and finally $1 billion to get this vaccine over the line.
That funding could be approved by Congress and released within days.
I hope it would pass the House and Senate this week and next week.
In the meantime, Secretary Azar on CBS says it's important to take a clear-eyed approach to the coronavirus.
The risk to average Americans remains low. We are working to keep it low. We will see more transmission of cases in the United States. We've got the finest public health system in the world here. This is what we do. We cannot make predictions as to how many cases we'll have, but we will have more, and we will have more community cases. It's simply just a matter of math.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
And here in the Southeast, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has confirmed cases of coronavirus there. He held a news conference late last night to confirm cases of COVID-19 that came from two Fulton County residents. They live in the same household. One had returned from Italy, saying both patients are in isolation in their home. They're the first reported cases of coronavirus in Georgia. As we stand now, no reported cases here in Alabama, although yesterday, Mobile County Health Department had a presser on being ready for their response to the coronavirus and COVID-19. All right, 7:15, FM Talk 106.5 on this Super Tuesday. A lot of texts coming in here, and you can keep them coming to 343-0106. Let us know how it looks at your polling place. Busier than normal, less than normal. And I also got a question here. Do we have a show segment on the website regarding how to select delegates on the ballot? Okay, we'll talk a little bit about the delegates, what that all means here. I think one of the interesting things, one of the side stories, amusing that I think it is, if you'll go and look at the ballot and you go down on the delegate side, and it says Trump delegates. This is on the Republican, Mobile County. Yeah, same thing for Baldwin County on this. Trump delegates. The two Trump delegates listed, Governor Kay Ivey and State Auditor Jim Ziegler. Now, you're talking about oil and water in Montgomery, so you may send a message there, too, who you pick as a Trump delegate. Our Governor Kay Ivey or State Auditor Jim Ziegler. You can check out those sample ballots on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. And in addition here, you know, we always talk about turnout, turnout, turnout. How's it going to look? And there are some nuances. Turnout benefiting, big turnout benefits some candidates, lower turnout benefits others. Right now, of course, y'all are the highest of the high-graded audience around. That's why they buy all these commercials here to talk to you. Y'all are the most voting. I mean, not just us saying it, the statistical, the Nielsen folks say y'all are as well, the most voting folks in South Alabama. 95% say y'all will vote today on Super Tuesday on our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. So if you haven't gone on the poll yet, go over there at fmtalk1065.com. Maybe do it as you're standing in line at the polling place and let us know that you're voting. Check in with News 5 next.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Today is Super Tuesday in Alabama's primary. People will vote for the Republican nominee for Senate. It's a three-way race between former Senator Jeff Sessions, former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville, and Congressman Bradley Byrne. All are eyeing replacing Democratic incumbent Doug Jones. And voters will also decide on Republican and Democratic nominees to replace Byrne in Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Voters today will also decide if Amendment 1 will appear on the general election ballot in November. The amendment would stop elections to the state school board and allow the governor to make appointments to the board. Mississippi has collected about $16 million from a state lottery that started operating in November. The Mississippi Lottery Corporation said Monday that it deposited nearly $8.4 million into the state treasury on February 20th. Those were the net proceeds from lottery games played during January. The state received $7.6 million from lottery games played during December. The first $80 million raise goes towards infrastructure. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product.
Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film.
Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage. And they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
All right, 718 FM Talk 106.5, and we'll check in with the traffic department here shortly. But thank you from the text line at 343-0106. There's a bad wreck on I-10 eastbound just east of the Bilabattery exit. So this is I-10 eastbound just east of the Bilabattery exit. More on that coming up with Kane and traffic in just a second.
All right, thank you, Sean. 719 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college basketball, we're less than 2 weeks out from Selection Sunday, and we're exactly 2 weeks away from the first NCAA tournament games. Yesterday, the newest AP Top 25 poll was released, with many changes from last week after 12 of the top 25 teams lost over the weekend. The University of Kansas kept its spot atop the rankings for the second week in a row, with all 64 first-place votes going to the Jayhawks. Gonzaga was number two, with Dayton, Baylor, and San Diego State rounding out the top five. Kentucky moved up two spots to number six after beating Auburn on Saturday. That win clinched the SEC regular season title for UK for the 49th time in program history. Behind the Wildcats, Florida State is ranked seventh, followed by Seton Hall, Maryland, and Louisville. Auburn dropped two spots to number 17 in this week's poll. The Wildcats and the Tigers are still the only SEC teams ranked in the top 25. In Joe Lunardi's latest tournament projections, he has four SEC teams in the big dance. Lunardi has Kentucky in as a number 3 seed, Auburn a number 5 seed, LSU number 8 seed, and Florida as a number 9 seed. Mississippi State is in his group of first four teams outside of the tournament, while South Carolina is in the next four out grouping. Locally, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team is on a 7-game win streak and will wrap up their regular season schedule at home tonight against Texas State. The Jags are currently tied for third in the Sun Belt standings, but they could clinch the number 2 seed for this week's conference tournament with a win tonight. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. at the Mitchell Center. The Jags baseball team has won 5 of their last 6 games. They'll face a huge test this afternoon in Tuscaloosa. South is set to face the unbeaten and 25th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. First pitch is scheduled for 3 p.m. With COVID-19 dominating the news cycle and more cases of the coronavirus being diagnosed daily, both the NBA and NCAA are announcing that they have plans in place to deal with a more widespread outbreak. With the women's and men's tournaments set to begin in the next 2 weeks, NCAA Chief Operating Officer Donald Remy told Bloomberg News that the league has contingency plans for all scenarios. Those plans include potentially holding games in arenas without fans present. Arenas in 14 cities will host games, concluding with the men's championship on April 6th in Atlanta. According to Bloomberg, the NCAA has put together a medical advisory group to deal with the threat of the virus, and they're also speaking daily with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Meanwhile, the NBA also says that they've been consulting with the CDC. The association said it's possible that pre-draft combines, on-site workouts, and international scouting events could be limited or even canceled. And in a memo sent to teams, the NBA recommended that players give fist bumps instead of high fives with fans and to avoid taking items such as pens, balls, and jerseys to autograph. 722 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
You know, with all the talk lately also about concealed carry permits, you know, that's one of the valid IDs you can take to the polling place today.
Really?
That's one of the valid picture IDs. All right,
I'm taking my passport.
Be good. Good. I'll steal it from you. 722. Let's check in with tax tips brought to you by Byers, Byers and Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers and Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. The 2017 tax law greatly increased the exemption for the estate tax, meaning wealthy people can pass on more than $11 million to their heirs tax-free. The higher limit expires in 2026, but the IRS has said that people who give away more than $11 million while they're alive can do so tax-free, even if they die after the more generous limit decreases. That can amount to a great deal of estate tax savings for the heirs of wealthy people, if you're lucky enough to be one. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast will stay cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, fog with showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, Cody in Sellers Lane, they still got an accident with injuries. Officers on the scene, I-10 eastbound just east of McDonald Road, and still have some pretty thick fog across the bayway right at the Causeway intersection in downtown, but no other wrecks that'll slow you down. At Spring Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Toyota Camry with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months or up to $3,800 in savings. Model 2554. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 727 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Super Tuesday. Thank you. Tina not only says great turnout there in Orange Beach, gave us a selfie there with her I voted sticker. Very cool. Yeah, y'all can add that in too. Tina, you started a good trend there as you send information from your polling place. Send us a picture. That's good stuff. Ryan says Magnolia Springs Wesleyan Church, it was packed. Also, Myers Civic Center in Gulf Shores right now, pretty empty at the moment. That was coming in at 7:23. So we're just looking. It's something we do each year. Basically, from the last time you went and voted, because most of us are creatures of habit, vote mm-hmm. at a certain time during the day. Did you, compared to last time you went and voted, did you see more or less or the same? And we just use that as a very unscientific poll. Although our unscientific polls have a interesting way of turning out to be pretty darn accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Although I would point this one out. 95% of y'all in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. No, I'm sorry, 96% of y'all now say you will vote today.
That's big.
That is, y'all realize as an audience, you are the most coveted thing out there because that is the highest you probably find anywhere in the nation.
Seriously.
A group of people that'll vote.
And, you know, I'm really interested in today's turnout with President Trump on the ticket. You know, we know that he's going to win the Republican
Bill
nomination.
Weld, Bill Weld nipping at his heels.
Bill Weld and undecided.
Uncommitted, yes.
Uncommitted. Yeah. But that's interesting to me because we've seen in some of the early voting states that the turnout for President Trump has actually been pretty high compared to past presidents that were running for re-election. So it'll be interesting today to see what the turnout is with so many important races on the ballot.
And speaking of what you'll be seeing on the ballot, questions about delegates. Now, the delegates are you have Trump delegates and you have uncommitted delegates. But these are the people for your party on the side of the Republicans or the Democrats. Trump delegates, obviously, for the Republicans. You pick that person to go represent the voice at the convention and vote for that candidate. That's a little bit about what came in with super delegates and the Democrats last year. We'll get into some of that nuance coming up in just a little bit. News is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Concerns continue to spread as more coronavirus cases are reported across the U.S. Both Spring Hill College and Auburn University suspended their study abroad programs in the wake of the widespread outbreak. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp confirmed two cases in Fulton County, which includes Atlanta. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis confirmed two people in the Tampa Bay area were infected. So far, there are still no confirmed cases in Alabama. City leaders want to remind visitors Fairhope will be open for business even when film crews begin working on a new movie. Local business owners were worried production would hurt their businesses, but city leaders worked with the crew to find a solution for everyone by adjusting production times in the downtown area. A man who grew up in Pensacola is headed to Hollywood to compete on American Idol. 23-year-old Dwayne Crocker Jr. is currently a worship leader at Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church in Colorado Springs, but made sure to tell the judges where he came from. Crocker impressed the judges with his version of Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up by offering any Liberty Gun Safe purchase tax-free until March 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty Gun Safe equal to your sales tax rate. All Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery is available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangamon Boulevard in D'Iberville.
A deadly tornado tore through Nashville and a swath of Middle Tennessee overnight, killing at least 8 people. A number of buildings are in ruins. These men were caught in the middle of the storm.
We all went to bed at about midnight, and about 12:35, we got a tornado warning on our phones, and then the sirens started going off. Yeah. I don't even know from where. And
one of our coworkers came upstairs. She had a room downstairs. She came right upstairs. It's like, we all have to get downstairs, get into the bathroom.
Tens of thousands are without power in the region. Nashville area schools are closed. Polling places remain open. It's Super Tuesday. A political windfall of delegates are up for grabs. Brian Todd reports voters in many areas remain undecided.
A lot of them telling us that, you know, that again, the changing dynamic of the race just in the last 48 hours has changed their minds about who they're going to vote for.
14 states are participating in primary elections. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Koshinko with Your Money Now. The coronavirus epidemic is exacerbating a meat glut in the U.S., filling cold storage facilities with pork, chicken, and beef intended for export to markets hit by the outbreak. Chicken in cold storage facilities has jumped 12% over the first month of the year to 957 million pounds, the highest level on record for the month of January. The amount of pork in storage climbed 11% versus January a year ago, and those stockpiles have likely grown since. As stocks tumbled on worries about the virus, investors have been clamoring for the superheroes of the financial world to ride to the rescue once again. Yet this time, there are doubts. Can central banks really fix this crisis as they have so many others? As much as anything, the Fed and its counterparts around the world have helped drive the stocks up over the past decade with their interest rate cut stimulus programs and promises of support. Right now, futures pointing to a broadly higher open after stocks posted their biggest one-day gain ever. That's Your Money Now.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-885-6633 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-885-6633. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or a corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, forecast for us down here in southwest Alabama for Super Tuesday. Is the rain going to be an issue?
Looks like it'll be mostly scattered showers, so I don't expect any kind of severe weather. So that's good as far as getting out to vote. But you may need to bring the umbrella along because we'll have a little bit of sunshine and then a shower move through and back to sunshine. It's going to warm us up a lot today, up to 78, possibly could make it to 80 degrees today. Now, tonight, we can look for more showers and also fog. And there's a possibility that a few thunderstorms could develop, but mostly it'll be in showers. Low tonight in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, with a low pressure system coming out of Texas, that low is going to track right along the Gulf Coast. So showers are expected tomorrow. A few thunderstorms are possible. And the high will be in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Showers and a few thunderstorms are likely for tomorrow night. And then all that activity moves out. And the low will track to the East Coast. And it looks like Thursday we'll have maybe a few early morning showers and becoming partly cloudy. And a high in the low 70s. After that, dry weather for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with plenty of sunshine and temperatures rather pleasant, mainly in the anywhere from the low to upper 60s. So the 60s will be common for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we talk about some of these severe thunderstorms. You're talking about any chance of tornadic activity down here?
Don't think so. If we do see any kind of severe thunderstorm activity, it'll be more likely to the north of us, low into the interior. But most of what we'll see over the next couple of days will be showers, heavy at times, especially tomorrow. And as a result, between now and Thursday morning, we could see anywhere from, 3 to 4 inches of rain. Some areas could be as high as 6 inches of rain. So plenty of rain in the forecast all the way through early Thursday morning.
Yeah, you talk about the rainfall totals, and it's one thing down here for flash flooding in our neck of the woods, but what happens to our north is a big deal for folks that are keeping their eyes on flooded rivers, and you're saying that they could be 6 inches to the north?
To the north of Mobile, on through central Alabama, likely we'll see a couple of inches of rain, maybe 3 inches of rain, over the next couple of days, and all of that, of course, has to work its way down to the coast.
Wow, wow, wow. And in the big weather news story, the tornadoes ripping through Nashville, Mount Juliet, Germantown, now 9 fatalities.
Yeah, an upper air disturbance quickly moving through the area along with a cold front that produced the tornado activity. Unfortunately, the tornado came through in the middle of the night, somewhere around 1 o'clock in the morning. And it's, of course, a rain-wrapped tornado, so you really don't see any funnel. Of course, it's in the middle of the night, too. But as a result, of course, considerable damage and, unfortunately, a sizable death toll so far.
Do you have any idea from, I mean, they're speculating, I guess, because I guess it's forensically, you actually give it its Fujita scale rating, but they're saying, 130 to 150 miles an hour?
Yeah, that's an early estimate. They'll be going out today and certainly tomorrow to examine the damage and see what the final wind estimate will be and what category level.
Yeah, and that's different. That's to point out, different when we're talking hurricanes, you're monitoring the wind. You're telling us it's a category this. But with tornadoes, you actually have to do it in the rear view.
Yeah, there's a big difference in hurricanes. It's a straight line wind. In tornadoes, you're looking at these huge velocities that are rotating in a small area. And so you get this terrific twisting motion that takes place along the route of the funnel. So a big difference in the stress put on structures between a hurricane and a tornado.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Want to point out something, too. Dr. Bill talked about 1 in the morning. Those tornadoes coming through. I've been saying it for years. I'll keep on saying it. It's cheap stuff. Number one, you got your smartphone. Make sure you have an app that gives you warnings. Okay? So here's your layers of warnings. Number one, FM Talk 106.5, our radio station. You get a tornado coming through, flash flood. The EAS takes over the station and gives you that warning. Heed those warnings. sometimes they happen. People are like, oh, you interrupted the middle of my favorite. Well, there's a reason, by the way. We don't punch the button. They do it in Montgomery and take over the station for the right reason, to give you the heads up and warning about those things. Now, as time moves on, there's now more layers you can add to that. You have a radio station doing that. You have television doing that. You also have apps on your smartphone. Mine has multiple apps. They compete to give me warnings on my phone. And my phone stays plugged in right next to my bed because I'm pretty much on call 24 hours a day. So it comes through there. But in addition, in our house, we have a NOAA weather radio. They are not very expensive. They're not bulky. They're a small unit. Has an antenna on it. We have ours sitting by the television on the dresser there. And it's in the bedroom. It has a little battery backup, and it plugs in. And it will go off and wake you up. This is the situation we're talking about in Nashville, where this tornado comes through in the middle of the night when everybody's sleeping, and people have no warning. Make sure, with all the technology available today, there's no excuse for you not to have warning.
Yeah, that's a great point, and it's good to always be prepared, you know, have an idea of where you're going to go if a tornado or another big storm rolls through.
Middle of the night stuff.
But this is some devastating stuff coming out of Tennessee right now. You mentioned earlier we've got at least 9 people so far killed. That's according to the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency, and that's across 3 counties. You got 4 in Putnam County, 2 in Nashville itself, 2 in Wilson County, and 1 in Benton County. And seeing some of the images and video this morning, there's before and after pictures.
It's something.
From some places in downtown Nashville. I mean, entire neighborhoods that have been half leveled, and pretty notable spots that maybe if you've visited Nashville, you've probably been to a few of these places that have just been completely torn apart from these storms last night. And as the morning rolls along, we'll get more news from that city. But some pretty devastating stuff right now.
Yeah, I have more updates from Nashville coming up in just about 10 minutes here. And also, as Dr. Bill talked about, those rainfall totals, we're not forgetting about y'all on the rivers, people like in Saraland, Paiusera community, up and down the both sides, Mobile County, Baldwin County, Monroe County, Clark County, Washington County. The Mobile River has dropped now to 14.5 feet. But let me put something in perspective, because, you know, we're talking about it at 17 plus last week. That is a very high river. But 14.5 is a very high river. It's not like it's dropped down 3 feet, but it's still at a massive flood stage out there. And now we're getting reports of all this additional rain north of the dams coming the next 2 days. Just keep those people in your prayers, because it looks like it's going to get worse before it gets better. All right, 7:42, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone, for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We do have a new accident, I-10 eastbound at McDonald Road. Another one, I-10 eastbound at Theodore Dawes. So we're seeing some heavier pockets of traffic there. Old Shell and Foreman, another wreck without injuries, and one with injuries waiting for the records at Cody and Sellers Lane, as we still have fog over the Bayway. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up next Saturday in Loxley. It's a brand new dirt track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. You can see the new track on Facebook. Just look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet David Morris, CEO of Mobile-based QB Country, pumping out quality quarterbacks and quality young men. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
The Roberts Brothers Charitable Fund is a nonprofit program that provides financial and emotional support for Gulf Coast families that have endured the loss of a child. The Charitable Fund gives Roberts Brothers the chance to give back to our community. Visit robertsbrotherscharity.com for more information and to donate today.
David Morris is the founder and CEO of QB Country, a business designed to train quarterbacks at all levels, from middle school to professional veterans. Based in Mobile, their resume includes 3 FBS championship quarterbacks, 170 college scholarships, 31 this year alone, and 7 NFL draft picks, including 1 first rounder. But these are David's exceptions. His primary customer is a middle or high school kid who wants to get better. David teaches lots of football, and even more so, lots of confidence, from how to call the play in the huddle to how to shake the hand of an adult. It all matters to David, he says. It all builds the man. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, special time, 1 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
A lot to be decided today on this Super Tuesday. 14 states voting, and it's at least in the some ranks, it's the sure thing. What happens today is what carries forward to the general election. By the way, asking you what it looks like, turnout at your polling places, compare, you know, last time you voted to now, and looking at a lot of people saying busier than normal, a few saying less busy. Good turnout in Criolla at 10 minutes after 7 o'clock this morning. Also, Sims, Supermom says Sims First Baptist Church was packed and busy. This texture says Grand Bay crowd was a lot smaller than I usually see when the door opens. Usually have to wait outside. Just walked right in this morning. Chris and Daphne says Daphne Civic Center, very light. Sent us a picture here. Dr. Lou Campomenosi saying, Sean, very light voting at First Baptist Church in Fairhope. Lots of thumbs up on my vote no sign. Of course, he's saying vote no on Amendment 1. Remember, we discussed that yesterday, and we'll have some time to do that in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, David saying about normal turnout so far this morning at Tree of Life Church in Halls Mill. Pretty brisk. This texture says less busy in Loxley, and asks, is it true that if we defeat the school board amendment today, it will appear again in November? No. I'll double check that, but I don't think it makes it back onto the ballot if it's defeated today. He's talking about Amendment 1. And remember this, when we put it in regular person language, because the reading the ballot amendment or the constitutional amendment might be a little confusing, a no vote keeps it the same way it is with elected State Board of Education. Okay, you elect it. If you vote yes, then it goes to an appointment system where the governor appoints the members of the, there's a new name for it, but it serves that same purpose, but the governor appoints them and they're approved by the Senate. So a no vote keeps it like it is. A yes vote changes that. We'll talk more about that coming up in sports on the way next.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
When a person is injured in a place of business or is the victim of a crime in those same places, what happens immediately afterwards is so very important. Let me explain. When you're injured or attacked in these places, you can make a claim, but it's on you to prove that the situation that caused your injury was known or should have been known by those in charge. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. So here's what's important, and here's what we do. The sooner we can get our SWAT team out to investigate, the better. And listen, those responsible will work fast to repair and even hide what happened. And if you can't prove your case, you can't win your case. Time is of the essence. I even recommend having someone go back with their cell phone to take pictures before you hire us. Don't let delay cost your family. Our injury SWAT team is ready to roll 24 hours a day. Injured? Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all. There's only one Morgan & Morgan.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center. A fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
The 22nd Annual Business Expo and Job Fair is coming Thursday, May 7th to the grounds. If your business would like to meet with job seekers, consumers, and showcase your products and services, take advantage of the early bird registration special offering a $45 savings. Join FM Talk 106.5 and be a part of the largest comprehensive job fair in the region. Call the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission at 652-0585 or visit sarpc.org for more information on the largest comprehensive business expo and job fair. May 7th.
749 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college basketball, we're less than 2 weeks out from Selection Sunday, and exactly 2 weeks away from the first NCAA tournament games. Yesterday, the newest AP Top 25 poll was released, with many changes from last week after 12 of the top 25 teams lost over the weekend. The University of Kansas kept its spot atop the rankings for the second week in a row. Gonzaga was number two, with Dayton, Baylor, and San Diego State rounding out the top five. Kentucky moved up two spots to number six after beating Auburn on Saturday. The win clinched the SEC regular season title for UK for the 49th time in program history. Behind the Wildcats, Florida State is ranked seventh, followed by Seton Hall, Maryland, and Louisville. Auburn dropped two spots to number 17 in this week's poll. The Wildcats and the Tigers are still the only SEC teams ranked in the top 25. Locally, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team is on a seven-game win streak and will wrap up their regular season schedule at home tonight against Texas State. The Jags are currently tied for third in the Sun Belt standings, but could clinch the number two seed for this week's conference tournament with a win tonight. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. at the Mitchell Center. The Jags baseball team has won five of their last six games. They'll face a huge test this afternoon in Tuscaloosa. South is set to face the unbeaten and 25th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. First pitch is scheduled for 3 p.m. 751 FM Talk 106.5, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
All right, 752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Super Tuesday. Getting kind of a mixed bag. This is interesting. So a lot of people saying that their places are more crowded than normal or the same. Walt said a long line in Summerdale at 7 this morning. Seeing people saying, Pillins Elementary is empty, but they left the P through Z book at the voting offices, so Dame's P through Z can't vote yet.
Oh, no.
Greg says light voting at the Balabatry Civic Center. Also at 7:15, this person waiting to vote in Robertsdale. That's maybe normal. Ryan says Orange Beach Community Center is packed. The parking lot is full. You can always text us what it looks like at your polling place, and like Tina and others have, send us a little picture if you want to as well to 343-0106. That's our text line. All right, let's check the ride in. Speaking of riding around and voting, here's Kane with traffic.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers still there. I-10 eastbound at McDonald Road and I-10 eastbound at Theodore Doss Road. Older accident at Old Shell at Foreman Road. And as that fog's trying to burn off across the Bayway. Saturday, March 21st, join Kane's Warrior Kids at Mitchell Sports Bar and Gaming Company at 7 p.m. We'll have the race car there and Facebook group Loves 7 Cents for the Baskets of Love Night, collecting Easter baskets for the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. Get details at caneswarriorkids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast will stay cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, fog with showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
All right, Jason says Daphne High School voting is packed. 167 votes cast in Daphne so far. Not busy inside, just parking issues there. Tucker says it's lighter than normal in Marlow in Baldwin County. Getting your reports from all over Baldwin County, Mobile County, and we do it at 343-0106. Thank you, Blonde 007, who says I've voted more people than in the past at Spanish Fort polling place on Highway 31. By the way, it's no surprise the volume of pictures and texts we get in here to the text line, because y'all have proven it. With the folks at Nielsen and the ratings people say, as they're looking at different audience compositions, y'all are the most voting audience there is out there, and it's 96% of y'all in the 1-800 Got Junk online opinion poll question. 96% of y'all said yes, you're voting today.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good number.
Strong.
Another text, E.R. Dixon, a madhouse with voting and school drop-off traffic. Oh man,
my gosh, that is bad.
What timing? He said one way in, one way out. That's Hunter with that text.
All right. Y'all keep those texts coming in, and we'll talk about them. And remember our coverage going on, of course, throughout the morning show, the Midday Mobile from noon to 2. I'm going to be talking about these same things and talking about voting. And then tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, special programming here at FM Talk 106.5, coverage of Super Tuesday as the votes come in, brought to you by the Craig Smith Agency. We'll be doing this starting at 7. It's slated to go to 9. Mm-hmm. I just have a feeling that we're not going to have enough information by then, and we'll probably be here later than that. It's just one of those things that I can't set a if it's over by 9 and we can put this thing to bed, as they say, then that's great. If not, we'll keep on the air live here at FM Talk 106.5 till I have to just go sleep on the couch. Yeah. And start the morning show again on Wednesday.
I was going to ask, what's our cutoff? 4 a.m. 4:30.
We start the next show.
Just go all the way up till 6.
Just do it that way. Also on the backside here of Super Tuesday, reminder coming up this weekend: Mobile Boat Show. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we'll be out there again with the Guides Corner. Now, the Guides Corner, we've been doing this for years here. We bring the best in fishing guides out there and some hunting folks as well, plus Wayne Edgeworth and his state record buck, the number one 9-point in the state of Alabama. As y'all saw, kind of mainframe 8 for hunters out there that scores 175 inches. He's going to be there with his buck. He killed it this year. He's already got it back. He's going to be there showing it off as well. Y'all come see us all 3 days at the Mobile Boat Show. A big bunch of guides going to be there, plus my show partner on the outdoor show, Mike Ward, will be there. Jason Smith from Fox 10 will be with us. Y'all come see us this weekend at the Mobile Boat Show. And we'll talk more about today and Super Tuesday with Quinn Hillier next.